This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are well today and your week is off to a great start. Happy Monday, happy whatever day you're listening to this episode. I hope you have a great day today. And if you're not having a great day, I hope things turn around for you. Y'all, the summer is almost over. Technically, when school starts back, summer is automatically over in my mind, but because I'm super thirsty for fall, it's over already in my mind. Like, I'm that girl that's ready to bust out my fall sweaters and put out all of my fall decorations and go apple picking. Like, I'm so thirsty. I was talking with some of the girls in the Girl Gang in our private Facebook group, and I was telling them just how ready I am for the season to change and ready for all things fall, but then I'll be the first one complaining as soon as it gets too cold outside. Are y'all ready for the fall, or is it just me? It may just be me, and I'm okay with that. My dad popped into Chicago last week, and it was so good to see him. We were walking around downtown and just taking in the sights and walking to dinner and just the humidity of it all and the sweat. I'm so over summer. I know some of y'all are still out there enjoying your hot girl summers. Do you, boo? But I am ready for a chill girl fall. Is that what we're going to call it? Chill girl fall? I like it. This year is absolutely flying, y'all, and we are in the fourth quarter of the year. So make these last few months count. Whatever you're working on or working towards, it doesn't matter what happened earlier this year. It doesn't matter what you didn't get done yet. Start now and do something that will make yourself proud by the end of this year. Y'all know I stay pressing the reset button on New Year's and nothing has changed. But I do love to close out the year strong and feel like I accomplished something. So whatever it is that you're doing, boo, set a small goal for yourself and get it done within the next few months. We still have some of September left and all of October, November, and December. Do something that will make you proud. So you guys know I've been on this re-up journey and pressing the reset button in certain areas of my life that have kind of fallen to the wayside. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, go back a few episodes and listen to If You Fell Off, Just Say That to fully understand what the re-up is. But I have been on this re-up journey and taking better care of myself. And one of the things I've been doing is working out more. Since the pandemic first started, I was working out in my living room, obviously, but now that everything is back open, I decided to try going back to the gym. I try to go at times where I know it's not busy and it's not a lot of people there, but your girl is slowly getting back into the swing of things at the gym. I get there and I'm looking around at the people that are there, and everyone has their routines, right? But there's this girl, and she is killing it with the weights, the cardio. Then she's on the mat doing something. Her ab workouts look amazing. And personally, I don't really know what to do at the gym. So I just hop on the treadmill. And instantly, in my mind, I start comparing myself to this girl. And I'm thinking, these people are probably judging me because I'm walking on this treadmill. They're probably wondering why I'm not running or working out super hard. Like, sis, are you even sweating? Are you really working out? You should just go home, right? And the negative self-talk just started popping off, and I felt some insecurities about being in the gym again and just being a supreme hater of myself for being there in the first place. And it just made me think how many times most of us can just be doing the smallest of things, like walking on a treadmill or driving to work or standing in line waiting to buy something, and how that negative self-talk just creeps right on in and puts our insecurities on blast. You could be having a great day, and as soon as it's time to go somewhere and put on some pants and they're a little tight, here comes the negative self-talk. You could be excited and post something online about yourself, about your business, about your family, whatever. But because a lot of people don't like it, here comes the negative self-talk. Someone could be looking at you in the store somewhere and instantly you're thinking something negative. Why are they looking at me? Do I look weird? Is something on my face? Am I lying? We spend so much time and energy getting mad at people who hate on us, but failing to recognize that we can be the biggest haters of ourselves. What's a hater, Ash? A negative or hypercritical person, a person that rarely has anything positive to say about anyone, a person that intentionally calls out the negative details in other people or other things, a person not willing to adapt and change to new experiences, a person that doesn't find happiness in other people's success. And my question to you, Boo, is as we are entering this next season of the year, as we are working to accomplish goals, as we are evolving and trying to become what we dream of becoming, have you become a hater towards yourself? Some of you may be like, but Ash, I love me, sis. I love it here. I'm growing, I'm jiving, I'm thriving. It's all me right now, and I'm here for it. But when that negative self-talk creeps in, and you start judging yourself because of who you are, or maybe because of who you're not, and you're comparing yourself to that girl you saw on the gram or at the gym, where does all that go while you're jiving and thriving? Are you attacking those thoughts head on? Are you being mindful and cutting it off as soon as you feel that self-hate and that negativity set in? Or are you holding it in and letting it live rent-free in your mind? I have learned that if I just let the negative self-talk and the self-hate just roam freely in my mind, I eventually will start to believe it. If I'm on the treadmill and I feel like I hate the way I look and maybe people are judging me, the more that thought ruminates in my mind, the more I start to believe it. The more I start to get comfortable with that idea. If you let your mind tell you you're not good enough for something, that you're not smart enough for something, and you don't do anything to shut that idea down, the more it lives in your mind, the more you start to believe it. If you let your mind tell you you'll never be great, you'll never make a sale, your content will never be as good, the more you start to believe it, boo. What is living rent-free in your mind? And what ideas are you getting comfortable with? What thoughts are you allowing to take up space in your mind? Because your mind can be your greatest asset, sis, or your worst enemy. And that is the truth. You become what you think, boo. And what you think affects how you feel. And how you feel affects how you react. And how you react affects what you do, and what you do defines who you are and how you show up in this world. How can you become the person that you love if you're consistently hating on yourself, boo? If you let the negativity roam through your mind, if you're consistently being hard on yourself, if you aren't your biggest fan, you have to be the cheerleader in your mind. Like, you know what? I may look crazy. I may not know what it is that I'm doing. I may be a little plump and round today, but you know what? I'm gonna do a good job. You know what? I'm going to figure it out. You know what? I'm going to still be snatched one day. You know what I'm saying? You have to be your biggest fan. You have to be your biggest supporter. And it starts up there in that beautiful brain of yours. We have to learn how to attack those negative feelings and that self-hate head on every single time we feel it. Every single time we see it living rent-free in our minds, attack it head on, boo. And how you do that is learning how to control it. You can't stop the negative thoughts from popping up, right? You can't help who you see on social media. You can't help how it makes you feel. But what you can do is counter that negativity with positivity. You counter the self-hate with self-love. You counter the comparison with celebrating everything that makes you you. When I was on that treadmill walking and those dumb thoughts started popping up in my head and I wanted to just go home and call it a day, I said, no, stay right here, Ash. Go as slow as you want to go, but you're moving. If they stare at you, so what? Forget these people. You have a goal in mind. Get to the goal. You have to remember, boo, confidence comes in waves. Self-love comes in waves. You won't wake up every day and feel it and just have it all together. Some days you feel super confident and beautiful and just feeling yourself. And literally the next day you can feel raggedy. Am I right? And some days you can feel like you are in perfect alignment and you love your life and you love how it's going. And the next day can feel completely opposite. One thing that has really helped me was doing morning pages. And I'm sure you guys have heard of it before, but it's like a morning brain dump, if you will. You can call it journaling if you want, but morning pages are super informal and you just wake up in the morning and before you get started with your day, before you do anything, you just dump out whatever comes to your mind. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be spelled correctly. Grammar doesn't really matter. It's just a steady stream of conscience that you write down. And doing that helps me clear my mind for the rest of my day. Whatever insecurities I'm having that day, whatever funk I may be in that day, who said what to me, how I feel about this person or that person, I just dump it all out. And the rule is I never go back and look at it. It's between my notebook and God at this point. I never go back and look at it because I don't want to judge whatever state my mind was in that day. It's simply a judge-free zone where you write down what you feel, how you feel, and whatever's on your mind. That way, when you go about your day and when you're standing in line somewhere or on the treadmill, when those negative thoughts try to creep up again, you have a clear mind to address them and put them exactly where they need to be. Don't be so mean to yourself, boo. Accept yourself. Accept the progress that you're making. Accept the changes you're making or about to make. Accept the journey that you're on. And accept the fact that some days you feel amazing and others you don't, but both days you're still the same perfect you. Stop being mean to yourself, boo. Cut out that hate and that negative self-talk as soon as it starts to creep up in your mind. Because your dreams don't deserve it. Your goals and your passions don't deserve it. And you, sis, certainly do not deserve it. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.